This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
FNB brings you hashtag help yourself, a financial education program. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
So FNB is definitely always here to help you and I better manage our money and to share key principles that can help us to do so. And joining me for this conversation today is the FNB spokesperson, Mushibudi Sibola. She's joining me for today's conversation on hashtag help yourself, just so you and I can better have a greater relationship, or rather have a better relationship with our money. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing, Mushibudi?
Good morning, Ruth Chagani. I'm working for yourself.
I'm good. Finally, great to get to have a conversation with you.
Hey, finally.
Sure, finally, man. Right. So Mushibudi, we're learning how to manage our money with FNB. And, you know, the younger we start, I think it's the better. So this week, we're talking about everyday banking and how we can use these products and services that are available to reach our financial goals and just start building a solid financial future. So what are some of these main benefits of banking?
Okay, well, banking offers many benefits for young people. Things such as including making banking more convenient. So it provides access to your money through debit cards, online banking, mobile banking, and ATM services. The good thing is that you can manage your accounts and transactions from anywhere with internet access, which makes it easier to track your spending and stay on top of your finances. So, Takani, banking also helps us to establish a good credit history, which is important for our future financial goals, such as buying a car or a home, and opening a credit card account as well. And the good thing is that if we open it and use it responsibly, that can also help us to build a good credit history. And it can also help us to increase our credit score. So just to further explain, banking also helps us to save money. Because there are different savings accounts that we can choose. And the good thing is that those savings accounts can offer us interest. So by setting up an automatic transfer to your savings account, you can save money each month and watch your savings grow over time. So we all know that it's safer to even keep our money in the bank than anywhere else. So just to dig in further, Kekani, most banks also help young people to learn about budgeting, saving, investing, and other financial tools and topics. So this knowledge can help them to make informed financial decisions and also set them up for a successful financial future. So by taking advantage of the banking services, one can also establish a good financial habit, and which is there to set them up for a good financial future.
So what are some of the basics when it comes to everyday banking?
Awesome. So the first step would be to open an account. Look for a current account that offers no or low fees, ATM access, and online banking services. Most banks offer student accounts and accounts that are designed for young people. So it's really important that we keep track of our account balances, transactions, and we also have that date with our bank statements regularly. Let's also make sure that we sign up for emails or text alerts for low balances or any suspicious activity or any other notification. So most banks, again, Kegane, also offer a variety of digital banking channels to help us manage our money effectively and conveniently. So all that we need is to have a banking app that we download, either on our phone or on our tablet. So if we do that, that allows us to better manage our accounts. It helps us to also make payments, transfer money, buy airtime, electricity. And most banking apps also offer tools that can help us to manage and save our money better.
Sure. So let's talk about a little bit about digital banking. There are a lot of benefits of being able to bank anytime, anywhere, right?
Absolutely. Digital banking is very convenient. You don't have to go to the branch, which saves us a lot of time, petrol, and as well as transport costs. We can see that things are expensive these days. So the good thing is that you can bank anytime, not just during working hours. And it also helps us to manage our money by giving you control over your own finances by also allowing you to make informed decisions with your own personal money. So, for example, being able to check your account balance and to see if you can afford to buy something, or being able to transfer money in between accounts in real time. So most digital banking apps also offer tools that can help us to budget, manage our credit, and also save for a specific savings goal. So apart from the fact that the digital banking, there's no need for you to even carry cash. That's a good thing. Why? Because digital banking is often more secure than our traditional banking, as long as you take certain precautions to keep your banking details safe.
So my next question is something that I dealt with last week when my son was writing exams. They're actually studying these things in school, which I think is very cool. But what are some of the risks? I mean, there are a lot of benefits of doing digital banking, but what are some of the risks that come with digital banking? And how can the listeners make sure that they enjoy the benefits of digital banking while keeping themselves safe from the potential risks?
Okay, just because you aren't dealing with physical cash, doesn't necessarily mean that scammers and fraudsters can't access our money. So it's very important that we take certain precautions when banking digitally. The most important thing that we need to do is that we need to make sure that we ensure that we set strong pins and passwords. So when choosing a pin or password, make sure that they are unique. In most cases, most of us, we tend to make use of our birth date or our children's name. So those are easy to guess. So it's very important that we set strong pins and passwords. And let's make sure that we change our pin and password regularly. And the other good thing is that let's also make sure that we memorize our pin and password. We shouldn't write them down or save it on our laptop or phone, because if these items are stolen, criminals will have access to our digital banking. So let's also make sure that we log off from our banking app once we are done using it, or any online banking services. And then make sure that your device is secure with an up-to-date security or antivirus software. Let's also be careful as of Kegani and try not to access sensitive information like our banking details when using public computers or free public Wi-Fi networks at places such as malls, libraries, internet cafes, because those Wi-Fis are not even secured. So if you do suspect that your digital banking information has been compromised, even if there haven't been any transaction on your account, make sure that you contact your bank immediately.
Now, what are some of the common digital banking scams that are out there?
Okay. So just like there are many ways in which criminals can gain access into our property, there are various tactics that fraudsters can use to access our account information. There are scams such as phishing scams, where in most cases some of the things that criminals normally do is that they will send you an email or message that seems to come from a legitimate source. Say for example your bank or an internet service provider. So they'll ask you to click on a certain link and then provide your personal information, things such as your ID, your PIN, your username and password. So it's very important that you become cautious around that. There's also a scam which is called vishing. So vishing is similar to phishing, except here the fraudsters will call you impersonating the bank or another legitimate organization. They can even use various tactics to gain your trust and convince you to even disclose your personal information, like your account or credit card details. So this, they might even ask you as a client to update or verify your details. And sometimes they will even ask for your OTP, which is one-time PIN, so that they'll be able to say that they want to stop a certain fraud. So they are not even stopping a certain fraud. What they want to do is that they want to access your information and then access your money and use it inappropriately. There's also another scam which is called smishing, which is short for SMS. So this is where fraudsters send SMSs to your mobile device to try and trick you into clicking a link or provide sensitive information like your username, PINs, and passwords, which are used to then access your digital banking profile. So if you click on those links, the malware can be installed on your phone, and then it may take you to a fake website that looks like your bank's online banking. So when you try to log in, there are actually gaining access to your information. They actually want to steal your money.
Yeah.
So let's remember that our banks will never ask personal information such as passwords, pins, OTP over the phone. They will never do that. Or even via email or SMSs. So if you receive a suspicious email or SMS, delete it immediately.
Yeah.
Don't reply to it or click on any link icon or any attachment on it.
Sure. Shibu, thank you so much for these reminders. I think it's very important for us to every now and then go back to the basics and learn how to do better banking and be safer while we're doing that. But these scams are also just evolving. Every day is a new scam.
Oh, no.
It really is. Shibu, thank you so much for your time, for chatting with us. We truly do appreciate, all the knowledge that you have imparted on us this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have Kagani. I truly appreciate your time as well.
There you have it. It's she's not a stranger to the show or to this particular conversation, of course, joining us for the hashtag Help Yourself feature with FNB, where they come out, to just help us manage our money even better, sharing key principles that help us to navigate our financial lives a little bit better. And we truly, truly appreciate that and love it.
Learning to manage your money effectively will help you better plan for your financial future. This youth month, we're focusing on starting young. From the basics of budgeting and everyday banking to thinking about your finances in the long term. FNB's hashtag Help Yourself brings you everything you need to know to get started on your money journey. Hashtag Help Yourself, the financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited. Hashtag Help Yourself is a financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.